Secretary of State Antony Blinken was in Kyiv today to announce more security aid to Ukraine. He was also there to signal support as Ukraine tries to push back Russian forces in the south of the country. And he used his visit to highlight the civilian toll of a war that's gone on now for more than 6 months, NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
At a hospital in Kyiv, Secretary Blinken handed out stuffed animals to wounded children and got to meet the now world-famous mind-sniffing dog, Petron.
Nice to meet you. And I brought a friend with me today. I brought my friend Petron.
This was Blinken's second trip to Ukraine's capital since the war began. This time, he managed to get out of government buildings to see not just the hospital, but also the suburb of Irpin.
Who lived in this building?
Who lived in this building? Ordinary people.
Blinken saw bombed-out buildings that were destroyed in the early stages of the war, and he told reporters later it made an impression.
I was able to bear witness to horrific attacks on houses, on buildings, clearly belonging to civilians, where the shelling, the missiles, the bullets, it's all there, and at best, it's indiscriminate. At worst, it's intentional.
His aides say this was an important time to visit Ukraine to show solidarity. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the U.S. is sending a strong signal of support as his country fights for, in his words, its freedom, democracy, and territory. He spoke through an interpreter.
And these are very important signals saying that the United States are with us, and for us, it's a guarantee of a possibility of returning our territories, our lands.
Secretary Blinken arrived with a promise of more aid, $675 million for more howitzers, HIMARS, and ammunition that have been key in Ukraine's counteroffensive in the south and east of the country.
We're seeing real effectiveness on the ground, and we're proud of the fact that our support, the support of so many other countries, is helping to enable what the Ukrainians are doing and working to liberate territory seized by Russia in this aggression.
The Biden administration is also asking for another $2 billion from Congress for longer-term assistance, not just for Ukraine, but for 18 other European countries that U.S. officials say could face possible Russian aggression. Secretary Blinken heads next to NATO headquarters in Brussels, and later this month will be in New York for the annual UN General Assembly, where Ukraine is likely to be a major theme. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.